The buzz between your legs is already definite and inescapable. You just know it's there. A little sheath around your clit. Latex coating on your body. The buzz teases, titillates, and only allows release when it's time. When you're commanded. And then your pussy will seize in wave after wave, cascading pleasure down on you. The waterfall of your desire, washing everything away. But there's more to this than that. The latex coating between your legs, closed tight around your pussy lips, squeezing taut to them, so anyone who looked there could see the clear outline of your lips right below your clit, with its little suction sheath over it hiding it. What if that pumped, too? Sealing your pussy lips, your slit, your aching want and desire that's flowing out every time your clit gets buzzed to oblivion. What if that were sealed up? Vacuum sealed, some device pushed inside that could be inflated to rub against the walls wheresoever. Like a thousand little tendrils targeted, vibrating, tingling, teasing, filling you up. The entirety of your interior space covered in latex, coated in pulsing, dripping, squeezing sensation. The dark outfit covering, coating, inflating, teasing. More than just a sheath around your clit, which you expect to feel sexual, but the deepest recesses of your pussy being filled with a warm, constantly shifting, electrically infused, pulsing, sparking pleasure. It finds your G-spot, that slightly smoother, more aroused locale that gets a little bigger when you're really turned on, and begins to just rub viscously against it, a smoothness, an impossible infusion of latex coating that works along with your clitoral buzz and vibrate to spark your brain and keep you locked in a constant, almost orgasmic, edged up to it, submitting, wanting state where you'll do anything just to get that orgasm out of your system. You need it being edged, edged, brought nearer, and when it can infuse inside your pussy and rub right on your G-spot, there's that ever-rising tightness in your belly, that ever-rising mindless twitch that starts in your clit, goes right up into the deeper structure. Remember, your clit is a much bigger thing than just that little button. It goes deep inside, and there are parts of it that can be stimulated through the walls of your pussy too, and they're being hammered with pleasure, a vibration that goes all the way in your pussy, not like some wand or sex toy, but all the way to the parts closest to the walls where your clit extends around the outer structure, the bits of you you feel coming when you come. Well, those are your clit too. All orgasms are clitoral orgasms, but if the inside of your pussy can be coated in that latex suffusion, that toy, that tendril, and then they begin to vibrate and shudder, begin to push on parts of you that just feel like they're so deep you don't have names or words or even the artifice of thought for them, only the knowledge that pressure and vibration against them is sending you into a nigh-orgasmic twitching, squeezing, suspended state. You do anything to come, you need to come. That's the state your latex covering, coating, training, teasing brings you to, turns you into, latex coated, latex bound. And there's a vacuum around there, so it's getting hot inside with your own juices sealed in you, that moisture, that heat, just enough air exchange to keep your pussy wet, dripping, just enough escape to keep the flowing, constant oozing liquid, coating the latex, lubricating it deep. And when it inflates, when it swells, when it rubs, when it moves to and fro, corkscrewing little tendrils of latex inside of you, you squeeze down, clamp down, just as if you were coming, but your clitoral stimulation stops just short of letting you go over that edge. It's raising you up, building up the water behind that dam, the waterfall waiting to flow from the top of your head down your whole body in a flushed, constant, spasming, multi-minute reaction. A chain reaction where your clit is now being vibrated, clit being sucked. That sheath around your clit teasing it, tormenting it with the smooth, lubricated rubber coating, squeezed tight. Your pussy being pumped, pumped. You can feel the vacuum seal around the outer lips, tormenting them, squeezing them, pulling them, keeping you spread so as much latex tendril as possible can weave inside. Find the parts that make you react and set you into twitching, spasmodic, almost climax, almost what you would think is the point of no return, but the latex can swiftly stop all stimulation. And because it can quickly terminate any kind of trembling reaction, your body is left to rise toward that edge, toward that point of climax, and then let go, and you begin slowly receding away. You want to dip your toes into that hot lake of desire, want to drug yourself blank and brainless with orgasmic release that leaves you white hot, seeing colors and spasms, drooling, giggling, and moaning, and squeezing as your pussy clenches, your ass clenches, your clit vibrates, and your mind leaks out onto the latex to be smeared into it and fucked silly. You want to go to that place. But you're being brought right up to the edge of it, allowed to see the long, pleasure-laden roller coaster ride of release, and then released from it, allowed to drift away, almost to shore, almost to the place where you can bury your fingers in the lust, the desire, the release, almost to the point where you can let go. But your pussy's locked away behind a latex coating, dark, overriding, overwhelming. Your ass is clenching again. The squeezing latex is rubbing over it, massaging and vibrating. Your clit is captured. Your pussy is invaded and teased. Every place that feels anything. And along with it, a sublime knowledge of climax. A knowledge you could be coming, could be releasing, could be getting off. Constantly could be. But you're being slacked back. The desire is building in your head, and it is a chemical physical need, like a hunger. But the way that you're brought almost to the edge, almost there, and then released, your clit suddenly completely untouched, just left to twitch with little autonomic tremors, with the blood flow to the region, your pussy lips impossibly engorged and pumped in a latex vacuum seal besides, as tentacles of desire invade, tease, inveigle, find your G-spot, find the sensitive portions of the walls that are closest to your clit, to the vast superstructure of your clit which surrounds and frames the vaginal wall. And then they begin to vibrate, begin to apply pressure, little slaps, smacks, and suckling kisses across the inside of your pussy, enough to make that vacuum seal, that almost mechanical rise and rise, one unit toward the 100 point of climax, then two, and then it speeds up, vibrating your clit to 4, and 6, and 8, and 10, closer 12, and 14, rubbing, massaging. You just have to grip the world and try to hold on, try to get closer. You're tempted to clench your pussy and push yourself over the edge, but you know it's 16, 18, it won't let that happen. 20, 22, closer, nearer. The trembling finds its way into your fingertips and your toes, which curl, and then point. Your ass squeezes, then relaxes. Shockwaves, but the shockwaves aren't quite enough. If you did come early, your outfit would only punish you, or the dominant force guiding and directing you would be disappointed, and some part of you in a submissive latex-fueled haze wants to be satisfactory, wants to be enough, wants to bring the pleasure home only when it's allowed. Your whole body's getting hot. Your nipples are standing. You feel like you're embraced in the latex, caught in the latex. Your clit's being sucked. 30, 35, 40, closer, you can feel yourself nearing the edge, the point where you'll be able to dip your toe into that lake of desire that's been building up and finally let go. 45, 50, 55, your pussy's being invaded and tormented by those latex tendrils, rubbing the walls, massaging into every inch, into every little spot. You want to give in to it, want to let it take over, edging you, ramping you, bringing you nearer to the very brink, the point where you'll be able to come. Oh, 55, 60, 65, 70, so close, the clit vibing, the lips being pumped at the same moment the tendrils are pumping in and out, pushing against every inch of your wall, absorbing, using your own juices to lube them up. 75, 85, 95, gonna come, 96, they slow down, 97, 98, so close, almost there, latex coating taking over your brain, fetishizing the latex more and more, 98, 99, They release and relax, and suddenly your clit is not touching anything at all. It's just twitching, vibrant, inflamed and heated, warm from within. Your pussy lips are relaxed. The seal is released. You lay there panting, gripping, trying to focus as your whole body trembles.